with WCLU Local News. I'm Angela Briggs. Well, it's official. The city of Cave City will be taking over the city cemetery. As they begin this process, Cave City Council member Letitia Klein told WCLU News that they want to hear from the community. And if you want to speak or if you just want to listen, there's a pretty important meeting coming up Tuesday night. I spoke with Klein about this. All right, so Letitia Klein, you're a Cave City Council member, and you guys have got a meeting, a pretty important meeting, actually, coming up this Tuesday, 6 p.m. at the Convention Center. Can you tell me a little bit about what you guys have got going on?
Yeah, we just wanted to involve the community. There's been long discussions, I think, since March about the city taking over the cemetery, and we wanted community input, issues and things that we need to address and how we can better take it over and also get the community involved, help with establishing a cemetery board and a foundation to help us raise money, inform the public.
I know there have been some issues maybe in the past with the cemetery, and what you guys are kind of wanting is like a clean slate. Here's the situation we're in. The city's going to take it over, but the board that operates it then would kind of be like an arm of the city, but also separate.
Right. It would kind of act like a committee in a sense, or say like our fire department. You know, they know the needs within their specific department, and then they come to us and say, this is what we're looking to do this year, and this is how much money we would need to do it. Council approves on it. We put it in a budget. And so city obviously covers the expense, insurance, and things there. It's just having a few set of eyes, thoughts, and ideas that can help us on how to keep making improvements and make it a better place.
Right, so any folks that have any kind of ideas about the cemetery, folks that live in Cave City, anybody's invited to this meeting Tuesday?
Yes, we're inviting the public to speak. Everyone gets 2 minutes to speak. The reason why it's so short is so that we can ensure everyone can talk. And then if you want to have longer discussions afterwards, there'll be some city officials there. You can always reach out to us at City Hall. We'd like to see as much community involvement as we can.
And now a lot of boards and committees, not just here, but a lot of places, they meet to talk about what they're going to talk about the next time they talk, and they don't really do a whole lot. But now what you're telling me about this board is that this will be an active board. It'll be a board that folks can get excited about and a board that can actually do something.
Yes, that would be what it is. And, you know, we would love to see meetings once a month, especially in the beginning, because there is so much to do and take over. There's a lot of improvements that need to be made at the cemetery. And so this board would have a lot of power with city support. And I think that's a great thing.
Right. So it's also, it's open to folks that have family there that don't have family there. I know a lot of people walk through the cemetery. So you're wanting input from all these different areas and all these different people.
Yeah. It's a part of our community, you know. And as I said, there are a lot of people that walk there. There are people that eat lunch there. There are people that just want to get away there because it's a beautiful, quiet, peaceful place. And so anyone that is welcome to attend, I just want to say we'd like to keep it as positive as possible. We know that there's issues and concerns, and we want to address those. But if there's a way to discuss those with also some ideas and solutions, that would be very much welcome. So we don't just spend most of our time talking about things that we already know is happening.
Right. So basically, you all know where you're at with as far as the cemetery goes. That you're talking about the positive actions that folks can do moving forward.
Yes, we do know where we're at to somewhat. I mean, it would be great if people do know in the community, you know, if they have deeds to their plot or issues of that type. If they don't have a deed to their plot, we would need to know that information because we're going to be entering it into a new system. So information on what you do own in the cemetery would be great.
Perfect. This is Tuesday at 6 p.m.?
Yep, Tuesday at 6 p.m. at the Convention Center.
Again, this meeting is open to the public. You can speak or you can just go and listen. It's at the Cave City Convention Center tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. With WCLU Local News, I'm Angela Briggs.